Ask Bashim, is it, where has it been? Did you backslide? Hello, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your seats, thank you. Open your Bible, John 20:21. Oh, glory to God. Then said Jesus to them, peace unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Amen. Say what Jesus carries, I carry too. Okay, 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. I told you this was an instruction for them to receive the Holy Ghost. Qualifications for the supernatural ministry part 4. We have been doing like teaching twice every Sunday in this place. The first one is usually shorter to prepare you towards the second one. Amen. Amen. So he said, receive here the Holy Ghost is like an instruction. He was telling them to receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus' word here was not conclusive. It's not Jesus that can determine if they have received the Holy Ghost. It has not happened yet. That Jesus told them to receive does not mean they have received. It was until Acts 2 that they said themselves that they have received the Holy Ghost. So this is for ministry. Now, I've told you in this place, to receive the Holy Ghost means it means to be filled. Am I too fast? Come on, wake up. You are in service. Say, I'm here to be blessed by God's word, to be blessed by God's spirit. Say, I'm not here to be entertained. I'm here to be edified. Say, I know the difference. Say, in church, I come for edification. Say, if I want at entertainment, I will go to Marvel Comics, not DC Comic. Amen. Praise God. Say, I don't watch African Magic. Say, I prefer movie. What they call it now? Say, I prefer Mnet. Amen. Do you know why I say that? African magic, it will shape your brain. It will turn into a shaking. Telemundo especially. It will make you start reasoning like. Amen. Sorry, that is totally not doctrinal. Okay, sorry for that. Prefer anyone. I'm just saying, it's good not to be associated with the evil close by. Do you get that? Don't worry. So are you in service now? I'm just trying to wait for you. You are trying to write. Anyway, if somebody asks me, why do I prefer foreign stuff to... It's because those ones, everything I'm seeing there, I cannot practice it. But yeah, they'll be telling you of how something happened at your backyard. I don't want. Don't put doubt and unbelief in my heart. Amen. Sorry, that's... Don't write that down, please. Okay, so receive the Holy Ghost means to be filled with the Holy Ghost. To tell a man that receive the Holy Ghost. Now, as a believer, I know you have the Spirit of God in you already. I should be able to tell you receive the Holy Ghost without taking offense. But you should know that what I'm referring to is not for you to receive a new spirit, but rather for you to be what? To be filled. Say, be filled. Good. So, I now wrote something in my notes. I said, you don't tell a man to receive the Holy Ghost for salvation. No. Every service that they are deliberately trying to minister Holy Ghost into you is wrong. You don't tell a man to receive the Holy Ghost in salvation. Please, if you don't, this has been a series that we have been doing for some weeks now. We can get orders on edifyassembly.org. Amen. You will be mightily blessed. It's qualification. What qualifies a man for the supernatural ministry of Jesus? And second service, we'll be doing second sermon. And I will so brief right now. So, you don't tell a man to receive the Holy Ghost at salvation. You tell them to believe the gospel. You don't go around telling sinners to receive the Holy Ghost. No, you tell them to believe the gospel. When a man believes the gospel, there is a commitment of God. Hallelujah. Under which the Holy Ghost cannot be denied him. Are you with me? See the pretext of that place. John 20:21. Ensure you look at every scripture. That's what we do in this place. Every scripture. Nobody is here without anything to look at the Bible. Your Bible is not, if you are not with hard copy, bring out your soft copy. And if you have a notepad in your phone, jot. John 20. Jot. That's church. You jot so that when you go, you have something to fall back on. Even Pastor Kevin already had a higher education. Glory to God. He has a special gift of finding missing things. Amen. Once anything is missing, ask Kelvin. We'll find it by the Spirit. Which of the nine gifts is that? I beg you. Okay, John 20. So 21. Then said Jesus to them, "Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." Now, Jesus, Brother Josh, you are focusing, right? So Jesus was sending them, commissioning them for ministry. So if they have received the Holy Ghost in this place, what should they do immediately after? They should go out to preach, right? They should go out and start preaching. They should go out to start evangelizing. Go out, start doing the works of Jesus. But what happened? Verse 2 of John 21. What Simon, and verse 3, Simon Peter said unto them, "I go a fishing." Let's go a fishing, right? They said unto him, "We also go with thee." And they went forth and entered the ship immediately. And as usual, they caught nothing. They are used to catching nothing. Praise God. So they have not received the Holy Ghost yet. If you check the other accounts, it's not that they already have the Spirit of God indwelling them in this place. Follow me intelligently. So let me ask you this question. Why didn't Jesus lay hands on them to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Who can try? Huh? Your hairstyle is scaring me. You look like somebody from... Yes, it's not yet what? Abba. Somebody came out from the grave, went to heaven, came back, said it's not ascended. Which ascension are you waiting for again? Huh? Why didn't he lay hands on them and say, "Receive the Holy Ghost"? Why did he tell them to go and receive it? Well, I will explain it out by the end of this sermon, but that will be the proof that they have believed. Not even Jesus can know somebody that believes by believing. We know a believer by what he does. Let me say what I wrote down here. So that will be the proof that they have eventually believed. We don't know those who believe by word of knowledge. No, we don't discern those who have believed the gospel, believers, by just looking at them and saying, you are a believer. No, you are not a believer. No, no, sir. We know by what they say. So if you truly believe, you will of your own accord speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. So the next question. So when did the disciples become born again? Huh? Somebody answered very intelligent in that corner. She said when they believed. That's smart. So when did they believe? I wrote, I've told you, because this thing is based on man's will, everybody cannot believe in one day. It is so impossible. Or else salvation is just God micromanaging you. Or else salvation is just God just doing some walk behind the scene that you are saved today. You will be saved on Pentecost. No? Follow me. So it's not that they have believed, then they were waiting for the spirits to enter them at Pentecost. No. That was not what happened. Not that they believed the gospel, they were now waiting for the spirit to enter them at Pentecost. That was not what happened. No. Pentecost was for them to be filled. Write that down. Pentecost was for them to be filled with the Spirit. Not for them to receive the indwelling of the Spirit, but to be filled. Remember we comparated those prophecies last week, Ezekiel 36, right? Versus Joel 2. Have you done that in this place? Good. So we saw that the prophecy in Joel 2 is the one that Peter quoted that was fulfilled in Acts 2. But Ezekiel 36, a new heart, a new spirit, cleansing. When would that be fulfilled? You will see it now. So Pentecost was for them to be filled for them to encourage themselves in the Lord and take of what is theirs. To take of what is truly theirs. To take of the Holy Ghost, not to receive the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Not to receive the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, but to speak in tongues and to start ministry. Jesus taught them this for 40 days. 40 days. What a teaching. John 14:15. So you're writing with one hand, you're opening your Bible with the other hand. That's what church is for. Right? Open. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Whose commandment? Is this his own or Moses' commandment? My own. My own. So somebody asked me, Tola, what is Jesus' commandment? Huh? What is Jesus' commandment? You don't say nothing. Huh? If I ask you now, what is Jesus' commandment? What's that? Read it. Yes. What is that thing that Jesus? What is the real thing that Jesus was saying in the 3 years, 3.5 years of his ministry? He believed. And when you believe, what will you do? When you believe, you'll be there. You'll be there on the day of Pentecost. Simple. Pentecost is the ultimate. Is everything Jesus was doing, all the healings, it was all towards Pentecost. Because he came to pioneer something. Pentecost is for you to be there on Pentecost. Okay, so see 16. And I will pray thee, and he shall what? Give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Come on, everybody, I want to hear your voice. 17 again, yes, sir. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For it dwelleth where? With you, and shall be in you. So, being in you is futuristic, right? But right now, the Spirit is with them because Jesus is with them. Jesus is among them and Jesus is anointed, is filled with the Spirit. So because Jesus is with them, the Spirit is currently with them. But he said, this same Spirit that is in me will be in you very soon. So how will this be fulfilled? John 7:37. So not that Jesus and the Spirit cannot stay in the place. Like, okay, until I go. The Spirit cannot enter, you know. He's rather saying, your sins must be paid for. Somebody must sit on that right hand of the Father. Somebody must sit there before you can receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. So the moment Jesus was up from the dead and went into heaven, the Spirit was available to be given to man. The Spirit was on earth already. The Spirit is not coming from heaven at Pentecost. He was already on earth. He's God. He's the Spirit of God. Are you with me? It's not that as Jesus now got to heaven, Holy Ghost, you have been relaxing for the past 4,000 years. Now I am done with my assignment. Go. No, the Spirit is already with them since. But something must happen. Redemption. Are you with me, brethren? So John 7, look at your Bible. Come on. Church is a school. You get to be schooled. 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. See, we are going to see so much miracles in this service today. Amen? We're going to send miracles around. Oh, glory, glory. Just, let's finish this one first. 38, he that believeth on me, I'm actually very serious. As the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Brashim, that river is flowing from where to where? Huh? God, see the next verse, 39. Want to go? But this spake he of the Spirit. Let's read again. 39, come on, don't be dull on me. Yes, sir. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus. So this rivers flows from Jesus to us. Are you with me? Rivers of living water does not mean it will flow from you. No, this context, the rivers flow from Jesus to us. So Pentecost is not one of the conditions for men to receive the Spirit of God. No. Two conditions for a man to receive the Spirit of God in John 7. Who can tell me the two? Tola, give me one. To believe, number two. Huh? Jesus must be glorified. Once Jesus is glorified and man puts his faith in that glorified Jesus, what happened? The Spirit will be automatically given. So it is wrong to sing, let the Spirit of the Lord come down. We ask you, Latibo, eh? If you like, sing it with reggae, with ragga, with which one again? No. It's not about how much you can, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Any man that puts his faith in the glorified Jesus receives the Spirit of God. See, I believe in the death, in the burial, in the resurrection of Jesus for my sins. Say, I have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm looking at your beers. Rabbi, what are you doing in that corner? Say, I have the Holy Ghost. Say, I'll put my faith in the glorified Jesus. So, that is the condition. Ephesians 1:13 made it very clear. In whom, Ephesians 1:13, look at your Bible. In whom you also trusted. After, ensure your neighbor is opening his Bible. Come on. In whom you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after you have believed, you are what? Sealed. Sealed. Say, I'm sealed. Say, I'm sealed. Say, I'm sealed. In whom, after you have what? Believed. Then you are sealed. Haven't believed, you are sealed with the same Holy Spirit of promise. Acts 5:32. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things. So it's also the Holy Ghost whom God has given to them that obey him. To them that obey him. To obey what? To them that obey the gospel of Christ. When a man obeys the gospel of Christ, what happened? That's Acts 5:32. Yes. Holy Ghost whom God has given to them that obey. The same thing he's saying in Hebrews chapter 5. Say he became the pioneer, author of eternal salvation unto all them that what? Obey. To obey Jesus is to obey his gospel. Is to say yes to what he came to do. Not to keep all the law of Moses. It's not after you have kept all the thou shalt not, that he will now give you the Holy Ghost. No. When you say yes, that Jesus, what you did for me. When you died on the cross, you didn't die for yourself. Your death is my life. That is you putting yourself in the place of God's mercy. Putting yourself in the state of saying yes to the eternal package of God. Say, I've said yes to salvation. So, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3. Wherefore, I give you to understand. Wow. That no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a cause. Latter part, yes. Rejoice. And that no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So, to say Jesus is Lord, to confess the Lordship of Christ, that would mean before you confess, hallelujah, confession is a work of faith. Praise God. Are you with me? Because what is actually responsible for salvation? Believing. When a man believes, he receives what? The Holy Ghost. So what is the first work of the Holy Ghost in him? He will confess. Do you understand? So it's not believe, confess, then receive the Holy Ghost. No. When you believe, you receive. But confession will make people know that, yeah, this is not a new creation. And that confession of faith is not the is not self-generated. That's why I told you, when you are preaching to people, stop telling them that, say after me. Say after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I come to you today. I'm a sinner. Wash me with Omo, with Ipsor. Take me into your heavenly washing machine. Make me clean. Is you don't have business with that. Believe the gospel. A man believes the gospel, he receives the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, don't forget, if he didn't confess at that moment, it doesn't mean he has not believed. But you may not know. People around will not know. Amen. Are you with me, brethren? Good. So, the Holy Ghost is from Jesus to us. But the things of the Spirit flows from us to us. The Holy Ghost is from Jesus to us, but the things of the Spirit flows from us to us. Oh, glory to God. That's awesome. So one man can lay hold on the things of the Spirit, on the power of God within his spirit, and give to others. One man can lay hold on the things of the Spirit, on the power of God within his spirit, and give to others. Now, write this down. The Holy Ghost is received quietly. The Holy Ghost is received quietly. But the things of the Spirit are not demonstrated quietly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Gavas, Takedida, Rastegi, Vida, Costa, Vite, Colinda, Govas, Zadidi, Rianta, Yegela, Katiko, Zafasik, Vika, Tita, Pasata. Be a fast learner. For responsibility is upon you. Be a fast learner. And don't just be fast, be pure. Be pure in your learning. Be pure. Learn the right things and learn it fast. Learn the right things and learn it fast for responsibility. Great task is upon you. You'll be required to teach men, to bring men out of the dungeons of darkness, to bring men into the ocean of God's love. So learn fast. Don't see it as an eternal moment of learning. You are learning so that you can do and so that you can be more effective in what God has called you to do. Praise God. Amen. Oh, learn fast. Take everything in. Don't reject any. Take everything in. This is your heritage. You are a believer. You have the privilege of a place like this to take everything in, to learn of your true identity. Amen. Oh, glory. Matthew 3:11. I'm halfway. Don't worry. Matthew 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier. Say mightier. Mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, when John is saying Jesus is mightier, he's not just trying to say me, I operate at 20%. Jesus is coming to operate as 35%. It's not saying, the same way the word better is used in the book of Hebrews. It will say the blood of bulls, the blood of goats is good, but the blood of Jesus is better. So, why do we call it better? Is it just because of slight improvement? No, because of fulfillment. So, really, there is no comparison between the blood of goats and Jesus. Do you understand me? But Jesus, the blood of Christ, came to fulfill that intention, that intended purpose of the blood of bulls. So also, when John is saying Jesus is mightier than I, he's not saying me, I have some power. Hallelujah. The guy is trying to respect himself. Eh? I am some M.O.G. Amen. And Jesus is just no. When the bridegroom appears, all the chief bridesmaid, what do they call them? All the men in suit. Imagine a man in suit, like all your best man. If I, maybe you are so taciturn, you don't know how to toast a lady. The best man said, okay, don't worry. Eh? Is it that girl? I will get him for you. He toasts the girl for you. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, okay. Don't worry. Okay, yeah. You don't know how to do wedding plans, have you? Don't worry. Just give me the money. I will plan everything for you. And the guy just, you know, I have somebody like that that did my own for me. Sorry, no. He didn't toast my own for me. So just planned everything. Just paparazzi. So, and after when, okay, wedding now finished though. The bride and groom is going. He followed them again in the car. We are going to your home together. Bros, you have done your work. Thank you. Amen. That's that proverb in Yoruba that said, when, Joshua help me, when husband has known the wife, the intermediary should go and rest. John's business is to introduce Jesus. That day that he was baptizing, and the Holy Ghost came and fell upon Jesus, and everybody saw it. That was officially the end of John's ministry. That is why everything he did after that, it was not backed by prophecy. They arrested him. And unfortunately, they took off his head. Why? The man of God went into matters that doesn't concern him. You are saying Herod took somebody else's wife. Eh? Is that the only sinner in town? Or you thinking, okay, why did Jesus go and say, Herod! You kill John. I prophesy against you. No. Jesus has got no time for that. No time. Are you with me? So, John, that is why it is evil. It's almost evil to come to find relevance for water baptism in salvation. Water baptism in salvation is almost evil. You are creating a monument for John the Baptist in the church of Jesus. Now, John, don't worry, just sit down there. Jesus is the real Savior. John is the what? Assistant Savior. Good. Sheep peddler. Hallelujah. Come on. So, Acts 1 verse 4. So, he said in Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoe I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the what? Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, when you get baptized with water, will people see it? You know, that's what they call the outward show, Abby. So, in Christ, what is the real outward show? Now, so when you get soaked in water, people will see you, right? They will see, everybody will bear witness. Yes, this man, something happened to him. Yes, he has been baptized of John. People see them. Same way when you get baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, it won't be quiet. It will not be quiet. I'm not saying when they receive the Holy Ghost, but when they take of the power of the Holy Ghost and put it upon. That's why I'm teaching this quite gently like this. Now, to be born of the Spirit is salvation. Are you with me? To be born of the Spirit, that is John chapter 3, right? Verse 4, verse 5. To be born of the Spirit is salvation, but being baptized of the Holy Ghost is taking of the power of the Holy Ghost for ministry. So what am I saying in essence? John's water baptism foreshadowed ministry. It foreshadowed ministry. Not salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 1 verse 4. John's water baptism foreshadowed ministry, not salvation. It's good when believers can explain God. You know today, when we are done with the service, the reason why preachers do like this, and people fall down, you will know. The reason why at times people fall down, they don't receive. I will show you. Things can be explained. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. All through the night, I picked this book again. So I was just wondering, why are you this clear? Now, what I'm wondering is that the Bible is so clear. It can be explained. But when you focus so much on the drama and on the drama, everybody brush on, let your head remove.
Enter, brother, Sister Tola's head. Sister Tola's head, I remove you. Go there. You know, when you focus too much on that, you will be able to help people in that service, so, but you will not be able to soak them in ministry. Amen? Praise God. Say we do it well, and we do it right. Good. So, Acts 1 verse 5. 4. Thank you. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait. Say wait. For the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. Now, what it looks like is for them to receive indwelling here, but no. It's rather the proof that they have received the indwelling. In the New Testament, we know a man is born again when he speaks in tongues. Everywhere people are born again, in the book of Acts, what did they do? Brother Joshua, they spoke in tongues. Verse 5, for John, say John. Say John. John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. I ask you again, when you are soaked in water, all men will see you. Same way when you are soaked in the Spirit, it will not be hidden. Say no man, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say no man. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. No man filled with the Holy Ghost keeps quiet. No man. Praise God. Somebody shout, whoo! Hallelujah. You are still so cold. Hallelujah. I said, no man filled with the Holy Ghost keeps quiet. Do we have anyone filled with the Holy Ghost in this place this morning? Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be one thing. It doesn't have to be who. Hallelujah. Is anyone filled with the Holy Ghost in this place? Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Should I wait for you one more minute? Hallelujah. Who is filled with the Holy Ghost here? Rateke Zavaste. Aketata. Woo! Yete Kovata. Cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, as you just said right now, I felt the anointing tangibly on my hand. Like, I can tell you where it fell. It fell on this finger. Amen. See, it's tangible. I know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Say, I'm filled. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, suddenness. Say, I respond to God.
I respond to God.
Hallelujah. It must not be a quiet, it cannot be a quiet service. When believers are gathered, you have a tongue, you have a doctrine, you have a revelation, you have a interpretation. We know how to do everything unto edification. Say, I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am not permitted to be quiet, to be comported. Say, no gentleman today. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We get in the second service. Sorry, not second service. I kept saying second service. I'm a sermon. Okay. Oh, it's almost 9. Come on, let's wrap it up. So, verse 6. So, to make this better, Jesus now explained to them what he meant. They know he was talking about something that everybody will see and recognize. They know. They know this is not just the normal stuff. They know he's talking about something that everybody will see, that everybody will recognize. See verse 6. Are you there? When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Verse 7, what did he say? He said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Verse 8, what will you receive? But you shall receive the power after the Holy Ghost is come where? Upon you. So he's not talking about within you. He's talking about the Spirit upon. Jesus knew that some people there had believed. So they have received the Holy Ghost. But we can't see you yet. You have received, but you are just like this. I tell you the truth. Several people in Catholic, they are born again. They don't speak in tongues, but they have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has been caged. That's why, at times, you know, when you lay on such people and they blast in tongues. Ah! You hear? Ma, ba, 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 ba. 40 years. With the Holy Ghost, with no expression. Just like, you know, is it coke or? I don't know if you know how to pop champagne. I've not done one before in my life. Amen. You know, you shed it too much. So you just, that's what happened. When your church, you know, you attend a church that everybody just sit down and the praise and worship is what? When you come, the collect. Come on, clap. No. He can't be singing the song and be smiling. Are you not in the Lord's army, sister? You are not in the Lord's army. How do you do your face? You can never be filled with the Holy Ghost with such song. Never. Even if you speak in tongues, no more kingdom. That would be the right thing. So such people, when you just get them filled, it is not that the preacher gave them tongues. No. Tongues is redemptive. It's primary. In fact, tongues is in a class of his own. Please focus on that clearly today, ministers. Tongues is not like miracles. It's not like gifts of healing. I will scatter that first one down to a bit for you today. It's not like gifts of healing. It's different. Clearly different. It's so redemptive that we almost cannot call it gift. We call it the nature of the believer. Allah tata. Vozikate. Rakandas. Oh, I feel stuff within. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Daniel Kosateta. Zakonta. Keru. When you honor this type of atmosphere, you pick power for your days. You pick power for your week. You pick power. Ooh. Amen. So you receive power. They are the one to receive power. Not that I want to give you power. Guys, a day is coming. I want you guys to receive. I will not be there. I want to see you do it yourself. If I lay hands on you guys, you will blast. But what is the proof that I did a perfect work? Hallelujah. Praise God. That is why, anyway, let me not jump ahead of myself. That's next week. So Luke 24. Take power as your own possession. When the Holy Ghost is upon you. He didn't tell them to believe again. Acts 1:8, there is nothing like believing the gospel there. Now it's time for ministry. It's time to take out power. Take out power. So Luke 24, they have believed already. E.g., when he was preaching all this to them, they have believed. See Luke 24. Then he said unto them, O fools, and what? Slow of heart to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. By explaining his resurrection to them from the scripture, what will they do? They will believe. Verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the psalm concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might understand the scripture. When you understand the scripture, what happened? You believe. Verse 46, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behove Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. John 20, 27. John 20. See, please open this. Open this. I'm almost done, please. John 20, 27. Then said he to Thomas, reach either thy finger and behold my hands, and reach either your hand and thrust into my side. Be not faithless, but what? Believing. And Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. 29. Want to go? Jesus said unto them, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. When Thomas believed, what happened to him? He received the indwelling of the Spirit. There is no statutory day that until this day, the Spirit will not come. Mm-mm. Pentecost was for them to take out power from the Spirit they have received for ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't lose me now. So, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed, blessed are they that have not seen, yet have believed. Oh, glory. So, I said, why must Jesus live? Because his presence will not help them. They must act on the word themselves. Men must believe in the Jesus of the scripture. Same Jesus, but not because he is appearing. That is why Jesus did not appear to everybody. You know, have you not thought about it? That if Jesus just wants to get everybody saved and he's so powerful, why can't he just appear in the sky and say, I am your savior? Just like, who did that? Now lucky. I am your, behold your savior. Right? Sorry, I watched Mario too much, Abby. I am your savior. And Jesus just appear in the sky. And everybody will just say, oh, I believe. I drop my... I've no wonder. Why has he not done that since he's all powerful? That will not save anybody. Don't forget 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 4. How Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. Jesus appearing before people will not save you. You have seen a vision of Jesus. You went to hell. You went to heaven. That is not salvation. Salvation is I believe in Jesus as written. Ooh, hallelujah. So they must speak in tongues. Why? It is written. Joel 2. So, flow with me. Not by supernatural occurrence up and down, but by the scripture. So being filled with the Spirit is to receive power from the Spirit within. Is to receive power upon from the Spirit within. Power is needed to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Now, this power, it can come from two ways. It can come from within. That means you acted on the word. Or it can come from without. You hear what I'm saying? Power is needed to speak. But the power needed to speak, you can generate it yourself. But it can also come through a minister. So in Acts 2, what happened? They generated it themselves. They received power. They lambanoed power. They took power as their own possession. Are you with me? So, the tongues can only come from within, but they acted on the word. They believed before, but they have received the Holy Ghost. And of course, you know they will receive the Holy Ghost at different times. E.g., Thomas. It's not the day that Thomas received the Holy Ghost that the others received the Holy Ghost. Because Thomas believed at a different time. So it is that believing that qualifies a man to receive the indwelling. So what happened in Acts 2? They took all the power within and brought forth tongues. Why? Jesus taught them well. See Acts chapter 8, verse 4. I'm fast now. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse 7, for unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. 8, and there was great joy in the city. So of course then he talked about Simon the sorcerer. Verse 12, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Verse 13, then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Verse 14, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had to receive the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Verse 15, who when they were come prayed for them that they might what? Receive the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? To be filled. Thank you. Not for them to receive the indwelling, but for them to receive of the Holy Ghost. Not to receive the Holy Ghost, but to receive of the Holy Ghost. They came, they laid hands on them, and they received of the Holy Ghost within. Do you understand? Not to receive Holy Ghost from the preacher. Preacher cannot give you Holy Ghost. Preacher can only help you to unveil what you have. That is why at times you lay hands on somebody from morning till evening, he is not speaking in tongues. Why? Because he has not believed. I have told you, isn't that okay? It's a short clip I sent to our WhatsApp group, and that layout that we did in Ondo. I said, how to get a man filled with the Holy Ghost? What must you do? Just verify he's saved. How do you verify a man is saved? Don't ask him, brother, are you saved? No. Go over the same facts again. Hallelujah. Praise God. You must not be tired of sharing those facts. Those are the basis of everything we do. So, where am I? Verse what? 16 now, right? Okay, good. So, people didn't know they have received the indwelling. Why? Because they have not spoken. People will not know that you have received the indwelling of the Spirit as long as you have not exercised yourself in the gift of the Spirit in tongues. People will not know. The proof that you have believed is that you will speak. Proof. So 16, for as yet he was falling upon none of them. Only they were baptized, meaning they believed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, what were the apostles expecting? For them to speak in tongues. 17, they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. What happened? They spoke in tongues for ministry. So, power from outside came. Utterance was battered. Utterance came. They spoke. So, Peter and John laid hands, communicated which gift? Which gift, brethren? Gift of faith to them. That's from last week's teaching. The things of the Spirit, part 3, right? So, communicated the gift of faith to them. And they brought forth the tongues that was within them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given. He offered them money. How did Simon know that the Holy Ghost was given? He saw something. It's not just like a queue. Holy Santos, Mantos, Santos. You can go. No. Notice a guy that was given to voodoo before. They call him the great power of God before. So he now saw power, real power. Say, please give me this money. And of course, you know the response from Apostle Peter. To the baby Christian. Okay. So. Yeah. So why did the apostle lay hands? Why? To help them. What does the gift of faith do? That would mean if there's a desire in your heart. If you have a desire. The gift of faith will come and help your desire. I will talk more about that very soon. Not now. I'm done now. If you have a desire in your heart, the gift of faith will come and what? It will help your desire. It will help it. So as men that desired, they spoke in tongues. Praise God. So, glory. So the apostle, write this down. I'm closing this now. I don't have a keyboard this today, right? I'm going to find me a Fuji or a Pasuma keyboardist and bring him to church to play the keyboard for me in Holy Ghost style, right? So the apostles never allowed any believer to be independent of ministry. The apostles never allowed any believer. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Start praying in tongues, everybody. The apostles never allowed any believer to be independent of ministry. In our days too, we must not allow. We must not allow any believer to be independent of ministry. Any believer. Oh, glory. As men get born again, start praying in tongues and say, we show them that they are born qualified for ministry. As people are getting saved, how do we show them that they are qualified for ministry? Get them filled with the Holy Ghost. We show them that they are born qualified. We don't give them time to be thinking if they are called of God or not. We give to them the spirit of faith, the gift of faith, to start up ministry, to be inducted into service. It's because of wrong teaching. Wrong teaching. That is why a Christian has been in church. Christians have been in church 10 years, 5 years. You have been, me, I've been to CSC, you have been to Redeem, and you are not in ministry. What's that? No. No. Every man born again is born qualified for the supernatural ministry. Say, I'm born qualified. Say, I'm born qualified. Say, I'm born qualified. Say, today, I see my reality. Say, I pick from power within, and I become a blessing to my world. That is why the journey of Acts 2, it did not end in them just speaking in tongues. What happened? Before Acts 2 was over, what happened? 3,000 were saved. Amen. Same ministry. Same ministry. See, as I speak in tongues, I expect ministry to be better, to be more effective through me. So, blessing the Holy Ghost, everybody. Blessing the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We kindle ministry in men. Believers don't get dull in my hand. Believers don't get dull under my watch. It should not be said of me that I attend this church for 1 year and I could not get a man filled with the Holy Ghost. No, no, no. Believers don't get dull under my watch. We are born qualified for ministry. We are born qualified for the supernatural. We are born qualified. So we take of the power within. We speak. Come on, just hold hands across. Hold hands with your neighbor. Hold hands across and speak in the Holy Ghost. Just like 3 minutes. Aggressively. Loudly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are born qualified for the supernatural ministry of Jesus. We are born qualified. We are born qualified. We are born qualified for ministry. We are born qualified for ministry. We are born qualified for ministry. Yaka post to copali raste kepile mose titauste akatita akatite akatola stega vala mrale rose to go bile mose teka stegantis yapo sate kapala teka ste yekedido yegedidos ye poliro zapoliko stapo tateta lapo ze korastega yete kepile mose poliro steka patekos Yapota zetolia zetolia stekepile zete katota katota tete kebolaza yepolia stekepile rakatida zete kebindandoz yalamo sekepile kepi manina nena imoleo zate kaposta gade rastekepile mosekatita Kate kepile sota ke mosta gapile rosate yate ke poli ate ge bola raz yata kandeli mazeto lio zada yapola sovile kote te 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 yese koraste gapila te kolaste te I am born qualified. I am born qualified for the supernatural ministry of Jesus. Everyone here is born qualified. No one there will take a break from ministry. We are born ministry ready. 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 Yali bozatele zepoli sekepile zatele zate. We are born ministry ready. We are born ministry ready. Marques to kapile zotele zota kantas. You are born ministry ready. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lakastaka, just 2 more minutes. Ate pile moze polan. Raste kepile moze atila zate. La teta ma sento mala ozate. Izate le ozate le ozate le ozate. Azata le ozate le ozate le ozate. Ate kolaste kepile moze atole azate dododo. Rasatoli zetoli zate la mozete. Ate kele zatole arozatate. Zatate, zatate, tete. We are filled with the Holy Ghost.
We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled with the Holy Ghost.